Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Barnaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Barnaby. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ossie Bluge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Reeves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Reeves. Metzler moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Harris moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge strikes out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Harris moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. Speaker moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Faulk takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Krause goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Senators. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blankenship moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ward. Harris moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Faulk. Judge reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 6-2, Senators. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosselin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's 7-2, Senators. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosselin. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Peckinpah applying the tag. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-2 in the game. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Moberg now playing third base. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-2 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-2 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive towards third. Berg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kraus hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Metzler reaches third base with a triple. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Judge moves to second. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-3 in the game. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berg juggles the ball. That's an error on Berg. Speaker scores. Judge moves to third. Goslin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Senators. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bludge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk, who is chasing the ball. Bludge reaches third base with a triple. Judge scores. Goslin scores. Rule goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Senators. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bludge tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-2, Senators. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bludge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Falk hits a line drive towards short. Reeves reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 12, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bert Cole now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Harris for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker, who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.